So we're very fortunate for that. I also feel very unfortunate because somehow or other, after all these years, we still can't get Bhakti Rupa to work and get class and we're out here. And I'm very unfortunate because all of you may feel angry with me and offended that Prabhuji's sitting here and I'm sitting here. So please don't be upset with me. Somehow or other, we just have to convince him to do something. So we want to say something about Srimati Radharani. It's a very, very difficult subject matter because even Krishna can't understand Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he's sarvajna, he's omniscient, he knows everything. But Krishna can't understand everything about Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is a very, very special position in her ontological form, we can say. We're going to tell some stories, just be patient. You have to say some philosophy first. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. She is that person whose constitutional position is, just her nature, she brings all kinds of ananda to Govinda, who's Govinda, the giver of pleasure to everyone else. But she brings pleasure to him. She's Madhava Ananda. She's that person who gives ananda to Madhava. She's Govinda Mohini. She bewilders Lord Govinda. She's Govinda Sarvashva. She's everything to Govinda. And she's Sarva Panta Shiromani. Of all the different consorts of the Lord, she's the crest jewel of all of those consorts. Krishna describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the nature of Srimati Radharani. Chant Hare Krishna in response to this. Japrema Spani Mora Hoya Jalala Kahavite Koti Guna Rara Prema Spada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna has love for Radharani. He has love for the gopis. He has love for the gopis. Whatever relishment that I get in our relationship between Radharani and myself, he says that mora hoy levada, whatever vada pleasure I get there, you should know that taha hoyte koti guna radha premas vada. Radharani gets 10 million times more. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's God. He's the boss. But there's somebody beyond him. There's someone even more powerful than him. And that's Srimati Radharani. Even in terms of pleasure. Whatever pleasure Krishna gets, Radharani gets 10 million times more pleasure in their loving relationships. Vishaya Jatiya Su Amara Swara
got my share. I'm entitled to my share. Just like in Gaura Priya's house, when they have some sweets, she has her share. And she's entitled to that. And if Govinda Priya comes and takes Gaura Priya's share, there'll be trouble. Right? You have your share. So Krishna says, I have my share of bliss, of happiness. That the Vishai, that Vishai Sukh, that happiness, the object of love, is entitled. But he says that the pleasure that Radharani gets, who's the abode of love, is 10 million times greater than my love. 10 million times greater than my happiness. Such a very, very special thing. Srila Prabhupada, in the chapter of devotion, he describes the 64 different qualities of Krishna. And the 32nd quality of Krishna is that Krishna is compassionate. And you listen to what he says. He says, Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Because Srimati Radharani, she's Karunamayi. She's the embodiment of compassion. And it's described in various literatures that if someone wants to approach Srimati Radharani, then they have to approach Krishna. Excuse me, if you want to approach Krishna, you have to approach Srimati Radharani. This is quoted by Srila Dhyanchandra Goswami in his Gaura Govinda Archana Smarana Paridhi, which he wrote right here in Jagannath Puri. Bina Radha Prasadena. You know what that means? Bina means without. Radha Prasadena, without the mercy of Radharani. Bina Radha Prasadena, Krishna Praptir Na Jayate. You'll never get Krishna without the mercy of Radharani. Tatashi Radhika Krishna Smarinyo Surasamrita. Therefore, one must always remember Radha and Krishna together. Don't separate Radha and Krishna. We always worship them together. And Krishna, he tells Narad Muni, Prema Bhakto Jadi Shraddha Mat Prasadam Yadi Chasi Tada Narada Bhavena Radhaya Radhako Bhava. O Narad Muni, if you have faith in Prema Bhakti and you want to get my mercy, then you should become a worshipper of Radharani in the mood of ecstatic love. And he says then, very nice verse, listen carefully. Satyam, satyam, guna, satyam, satyam, eva, puna, puna, ah. Bina radha prasadena, ma prasadu na vidyate. Satyam, satyam, guna, satyam, again and again and again and again, I tell you, this is the truth. Bina radha prasadena, ma prasadu na vidyate. Without the mercy of Radharani, no one can attain my mercy. Because Krishna is completely controlled by Radha. Huh? It's described in the Brahmavivarta Purana. Rāsadokcharanādeva smitto bhavati mādhava Rāsadokcharatād kaschād yavativa sasambramaha. When you say the syllable ra, can you say that? Ra? Ra. Then Krishna becomes completely ecstatic. And then when he hears the second syllable, da, da, then he starts chasing after that person with great awe and reverence. Rāsabdham gurvadas trasto dadāmi bhaktamukamam dāsabdham gurvadas pascha jāmi saranalobhata. Krishna says, the moment I hear the sound Ra, Ra, From anyone's lips, I grabbed him some pain, praying mockery. But the next moment when I hear the sound da, I completely lose myself and become intoxicated and rotten in the heart. Because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved, I run after devotees who chant Radha Nam. So Srimati Radharani is most merciful. And if you want to get the mercy of Krishna, you have to get the mercy of Radha. So, Prabhupada spoke here in his purport, the devotees taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani. Krishna's compassion. In the Ujjalilamani, in the fourth section, there's a nice verse describing about Radharani's compassionate nature. Farna suchi sikaya pitana suchi sikaya pitana kam vidyak vidyavatram avalokya sasasra lipyate chakram avastavadaya kumkumena kripaya shiradaya. It describes that on one occasion, Radharani, she was going through Braj, and she saw a baby calf. And this baby calf had been trying to eat some straw, and it got a sharp piece of straw stuck in its mouth, and there was some blood coming out. And that baby calf was hurting. So Radharani, when she saw that, immediately she stopped. She picked up that calf, put it on her lap, and she took out the piece of straw. And what does she have to put on the calf? It says here, kumkumena pribhashyadaya. That Radharani, she put some kumkum on that wound so the wound would heal. And then it says, kumkumena pribhashyadaya. It has a purport. Where does Radharani get some kumkum? She gets some kumkum from her lotus feet. And she puts that on the calf. And Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on this verse from Jivamani, he says, why is Radharani so merciful to that particular calf? This is because she knew that particular calf was very dear to Krishna. So just as you can't get the mercy of Krishna without getting the mercy of Radha, you also can't get the mercy of Radha unless you get the mercy of Krishna. Many people, if you hear Bhagavatam Kirtana, you hear them chanting Bhakti Rupa's voice. Not favorite song. Radhe, Radhe, Shami, Radhe. Not his favorite song. If you start singing that song, Gorakhid will probably leave. Don't sing that song, okay? What is the meaning of that song? It's a prayer to Radharani. Radhe, Radhe, Shami, Radhe. Oh, my dear Radharani, please bring me together with Krishna. But that's not our mood. Our mood is Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. Our mood, did we say that?
Yeah.
Our mood is, we pray to Krishna, that you please give me the association.
Not so much Radhe, my sister.
So, just as Krishna becomes ecstatic when he hears the two syllables, Ra and Da, and comes chasing after the person who vibrates them. So Radharani, she becomes ecstatic. And she hears the syllables, Krishna. And she comes running after that person. So, as Dhyanchandra Goswami cites, we should not separate Radha and Krishna from each other. And so when we do our Nambhajan, we chant Hare Krishna. And when we're chanting as Hare, we're thinking that it means Harad. It means Srimati Radharani. And there's many purports to the Maha Mantra. One simple purport that we can give is that Hara, meaning Radha, Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, don't forget Radharani. Please don't forget him. Don't forget her. You should give her some mercy. Because Krishna means that that person is all attractive, is a reservoir of all pleasure. So you please don't forget Radharani. And Hare Ram, oh my dear Krishna, your name is Ram, because you're Radhika Ram. You give pleasure to Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani, she's going to have so much separation from you. So you please give her your darshan. That's one thing that we can think about sometimes if we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So yesterday was the day that Srimati Radharani appeared. Do you know, does anyone know, Gopi, do you know where Radharani appeared? Can you say it? Was she born in New York? Mauritius. Where was she born? Can you say? Go ahead, do you know? Who can say where Radharani was born? Nobody knows? The devotees of Radharani were talking about Radharani. It's a very important thing. Anybody know where Radharani is? In a place called Radharani. Many people, they think that Radharani appeared in Barsana, but it's not true. Actually, according to local tradition, Barsana Maharaj, he worshipped Kameshwar Mahadev in Kamila, that he would get a nice daughter. Because already he had a nice son, Sridhar, his older brother, Srimati Radharani, but he had some strong desire to have a son. And the Lord Shiva came to him, appeared before him, and told him that if you go to this place not far from Gokul, because Nanda Maharaj had been staying in Barsana, if you go to this place not far from Gokul, it's called Rabal, and you do your some puja, some worship there, and surely you'll get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and she'll appear to you. So there are a number of different descriptions given about Radharani's appearance in different books. We're going to speak from some books you may not have heard about before. One is called the, very nice book, called the Vaidagya Vilas. This is written by a very great devotee. His name is Manohar Das Baba. And this Manohar Das Baba, he was in a family, a relative of Srinivas Acharya. And he's considered to be a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. He was staying at Govindakum. His samadhi is still there today. We've come and visited sometimes. And he was chanting 3 lakhs a day, staying there by the side of Govindakum Hill. And sometimes he was having little spurti. He was saying the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So in this very nice book by Dr. Vilas, which is about different pastimes of Radha and Krishna that he actually saw. But this book is not just a book of stories, it's a book of Siddhanta also. And he begins the book by saying a very interesting thing, which I've only heard from one other person in this book. He says that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are like a river, Premadhara. And that river has two embankments. One is called Dipalamba Tata, the embankment of separation. And the other is known as Sambhava Tata, or the embankment of union. And for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to flow properly, both the embankment of union and the embankment of separation has to be there. So in the first pastime described in this book, he says something about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Also, there's some description given in Bhagavad-Gita, in Padma Purana, in Brahmadavarta Purana, and in one of other Vedic literatures. Different pastimes. Because Jiva Goswami explains in one place that sometimes the pastimes happen differently in different Divya Yugas. In a slightly different way. In a book known as Radha Hridaya, which is a section of the Uttara Kanda, the second half of the Brahmanda Purana, there is this point that Maharaj Vrishabhanu, that he went to Rabal, and that there, in the bank of the Jamuna, he worshipped Goddess Katyayani. And he says that, the book says that actually Goddess Katyayani is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. That same goddess whom all the devotees worship to get Krishna as their husband. She can truly give that. How can Goddess Durga give that thing? It's not possible. Radharani can. So he worshipped Goddess Katyayani, and Goddess Katyayani told him that you should stay here in Rabal and you should worship the Lord. So he did that. He daily worshipped Lord Vishnu. And according to local tradition in Rabal, one day, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw a very, very effulgent girl enter into his heart. And then from his heart,